Manitoba proposes official celebration of Pride. Four provinces, British Columbia, Alberta, Manitoba, and Ontario, dedicate certain days, weeks, or months to commemorate certain causes through legislation or ministerial order. Over the years, these provinces have developed quite the calendar. In Manitoba, the Commemoration of Days, Weeks, and Months Act includes some odd-sounding commemorations. For example, the Ducks Unlimited Canada Day or Spirit Bear Day. Some niche commemorations, for example, Filipino Heritage Month or Somali Heritage Week. Some somber commemorations, for example, Human Trafficking Awareness Day or Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. As well as some misguided commemorations, for example, Two-Spirit and Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, these commemorations aren't provincial holidays, but the list proclaims what the province deems worth celebrating and remembering. If one MLA gets his way, Manitoba will be the first province to add Pride Month as a new official celebration. Introducing his private member's Bill 234, MLA Blashko said, quote, "From its roots at the Stonewall riots of 1969 to Winnipeg's first Pride March in 1987, Pride remains part celebration and part call to action. The Pride Month Act will officially designate June as Pride Month in Manitoba, honoring the long history of 2SLGBTQIA+ progress in our province and reaffirming our commitment to a future where every Manitoban, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression, feels safe, supported, and included." While the operative clause of the bill is short, in each year the month of June is to be known as Pride Month, there is a long preamble to the bill that extols the 2SLGBTQIA+ movement. Whereas, the Pride movement is a celebration of 2SLGBTQIA+ culture and community that seeks to recognize and promote the history, dignity, equality, and visibility of all 2SLGBTQIA+ persons. And whereas an important event in the Pride movement was the Stonewall riots in New York in June of 1969, when gay, lesbian, and transgender people fought back against oppression, harassment, and hatred, resulting in a spirit of unity, activism, and resistance in these communities. And whereas Pride events are political acts of protest that call attention to the historic injustices faced by the 2SLGBTQIA+ communities, as well as ongoing threats to the rights of 2SLGBTQIA+ persons. And whereas the first Pride gathering in Manitoba was held in Winnipeg in 1987, and there are now Pride gatherings in communities across the province. And whereas the term Two-Spirit, or Neets Manitowag in Ojibwe, was adopted by consensus at the 3rd Annual Intertribal Native American First Nations Gay and Lesbian American Conference held in Winnipeg in 1990 to describe gender nonconforming Indigenous persons, giving Manitoba a critical place in the history of decolonizing Indigenous queer identity. And whereas Pride Month celebrates the power of acceptance and love, while at the same time recognizing the damage caused by homophobia and transphobia throughout history and to the present day, and whereas Pride Month will provide Manitobans an opportunity to learn about the struggle for rights and recognition of the 2SLGBTQIA persons, and to celebrate the achievements, resilience, spirit, and diversity of 2SLGBTQIA communities. The bill passed second reading with no debate, 37-0. Not a single MLA was willing to oppose it. A majority of MLAs from each party, NDP, Progressive Conservative, and Liberal, voted in favor. 11 NDP MLAs, 32% of their caucus, and 8 PC MLAs, 40% of their caucus, abstained or were not present. NDP leader Webb Canoe wasn't present for the vote, but the NDP minister responsible for gender equity, Nanny Fontaine, voted in favor, as did new PC leader Obi Khan, and PC critic for women and gender equity, Jody Byram. Skipping this vote can mean one of two things. Either the MLAs had other priorities that didn't allow them to be in the chamber at that time, or they were unwilling to make their position on the bill public by voting. A Christian response. Orthodox Christianity is clear that identifying and practicing as LGBTQ violates God's created norms for sex and gender. We should thus not celebrate Pride, as we've explained in greater depth. If you live in Manitoba, please take a minute to send an easy mail to your MLA stating your opposition to Bill 234. No MLA was willing to vote against the legislation, demonstrating that there is a real need for Christians to bring the truth of God's word to our elected officials on this issue.